that have always been producing these reports. Of course, not every content of it, we agree with it, because we either feel it is far away from the reality of what is happening on the ground, or it is getting exaggerated at some point. However, we do also honor and respect the fact that the report is drafted and crafted from the perspective and expectation of the government of the USA. So in as far as the report is concerned, we do have our own observations. We do have concerns, because first and foremost, the criteria that is used to write the report is not very clear. It is not shared between the government of the U.S. and the countries that are involved. Having said that, whatever that is discomforting us in as far as this report is concerned, we do have a room, and we do intend to engage with the government of the U.S. in order to find a common ground on those particular areas where we feel the report might have some gray areas.
The report finds significant human rights issues in your country, and it says that this is based on credible reports, including unlawful, arbitrary killings, extrajudicial killings, cruel, inhumane, and degrading treatment or punishment by the government, political detainees. Your reaction?
That is exactly what I'm referring to when I'm saying, my brother, the report, it lacks some substance in some areas. I can as well put the question to you, which is not the right way to do, because you are not the author of the genesis of the report. Where are the evidence of the so-called facts reflected in the report? You won't find them. You examine the reports, the content of the reports, from the very first page to the end, it is all making exclamations. There is no evidence whatsoever of what the report is tabulating and is making reference to. However, we are saying, in our perspective, the report is not a tragedy itself, because we can still engage with the American State Department. What criteria are they using? What is the evidence to make such exclamation and conclusion? Extrajudicial killings. You know, give me one example.
I am giving you one. Let's say the killing of Maseko.
No. There is absolutely no investigation that has established as to who killed Maseko or who assassinated Maseko. You know that very well. You have no evidence, absolutely, to say it is government or anybody else, in as far as we are concerned about who murdered or assassinated Maseko.
We are talking about Maseko's killing. Whether there's an identifiable person who did it, it did happen.
What if I were to say to you, all evidence in terms of the investigating processes where we are right now points to the reality that Maseko was assassinated by his political and human rights associates, which collaborated with his own members of his family? How will you dispute that? You will dispute that on the basis that it is not reflected in the State Department report, isn't it?